Sissy Michelle. She is my cross-dressing sissy whore. Totally addicted to Miss Mandy. We did quite the sissy fantasy recently. She's a cross-dresser for real. She has a wardrobe always surprising me with what's in it. She was wearing a white sweater dress this time. You know, when I think of sweater dresses, I sort of think of the ones in the Victoria's Secret catalog. They maybe are sexy and tight and a few inches above the knee. Well, I should have known that Miss Michelle had one on that was right up to her sissy crotch. Oh, my goodness. My mental picture and what she was actually wearing were two entirely different things. She had on black fishnet stockings, pink bra and panty set, pink high heels, cocksucker red lipstick, of course. You know, the reason I found out that the dress was so short was she told me that the tops of her thighs were showing. Okay, got me on that one. She is addicted to me. She is a fucking sissy slut whore. And she's also got a tiny, tiny clitty. She's got a little clitty and she can't satisfy anybody with it. It's not her fault that she's a girl. And if she isn't a girl, I've made her into a girl. I really believe that her name is Michelle. The fantasy that I came up with, since she was dressed like a fucking hooker, was to take her out on the street as a streetwalker. And I did. I took her on the street and had her hail down some cars, which was very fun. She was good at it too. You know, it was funny. I asked for some participation, and she's quite an actress. She was really feeding into the fantasy so creatively. And I asked her who was in the car. She said, two guys in the back, two guys in the front. You know, that's probably two or three more cocks than I would have come up with to begin with. I might have come up with them as we rolled along, but she popped them right in the beginning. And I asked her what they were doing to her. So in the back seat, she had her hand around each of their cocks before you knew it. She said they whipped them right out. One was small and one was big. So they made her suck the little one, which I thought was kind of odd, you know, a little dick sucking another little dick. But of course they thought she was a girl. Until her skirt hiked up, and they saw that she was a sissy clitty. Well, they pulled over, and I just happened to be on the scene, and I noticed, because this always happens in the bad part of town, there was an abandoned mattress factory. I took her over there and had her go inside, and they tied her up and used her. I had her feet hanging over her face, and they were gang-banging her pussy in her mouth, and they had cocks out and coming in her mouth and coming in her pussy. And, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you the rest of this because, you know, this is just, you know, the way that I go along. But trust me, the fantasy got intense. Sometimes Sissy Michelle screams so loud I have to pull the phone away from my head. Now, here's an aside for all you, I can't say viewers because you're listening. So, listeners to my audios, let me tell you what Sissy Michelle told me. Sissy Michelle hangs out in this place where there are girls who apparently don't have teeth. And in the midst of all this, she told me that she got her sissy clit sucked for real by a girl with no teeth. Apparently, they take their false teeth out and suck cocks. So, there's hope for you sissies out there that you can get your sissy clitty gummed by a girl with no teeth. love this story when she told it to me. We had a good laugh over it. I have heard this in the past that guys always wish for girls that just have gums. Does not affect me one way or the other. Miss Mandy does not suck cock. Remember that. I am not a cocksucker. That is what I have sissies and fluffers and losers to do for me when I'm about to be pleasured by a real man. Now, I know this is a really strange audio. Any of you listening to it want to message me and tell me about it? I will give you a Mandy star. And if you don't want to message me, I suggest you call me at 1-877-732-6360. I have been in rare form lately, coming up with the wildest fantasies, and appreciate your input if you have a fantasy. I know that submissives like me to take charge, but I also know that submissives do have fantasies and brains, unless, of course, you're a brainless wimp. And if you want to share something with me, I'm open to discussion, saying that I'll do it, but I will listen. Okay, 1-877-732-6360. Sissy Michelle, you are such a good little sissy. I hope you have some new little sissy clothes to wear for me, because I love when you dress up for Miss Mandy. Bye for now. Bye-bye. Mwah. Trying to make that kiss sound good. Does that sound good? Mwah. Think of a real man kissing Miss Mandy. Bye now.